Father, we thank you for answer prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant hour of prayer is a testimony time. Please listen to the following documented testimonies, and you shall be the next to testify. Number one, code M63, a potent key to unexplainable turnaround. I craved earnestly for the grace to walk zealously with excitement in total obedience to all the instructions that I can catch whenever God's servant is ministering. I attended an assessment interview in my office during the interview, while my colleagues were lodged in a 5-star hotel, I joined a soul-winning partnership distributing flyers, living the comfort of the hotel. Thereafter, I left the harvest field for the interview. The objective of this assessment is to promote or relieve anyone of his or her position. When the result was released, I was told I did not pass. I returned to my location and I kept engaging in kingdom advancement prayers every day. I would leave my office to spend an hour in praying for the kingdom. A colleague of mine who took notice of the time I used to go for my hourly prayer sneaked to follow me one day, and since then it became a daily affair that we engaged in excitedly. Bishop declared that for the next 7 weeks, God would visit us with outstanding testimonies. Meanwhile, I kept engaging in kingdom advancement prayers for 1 hour every night. On Thursday, February 3, I received a message from my direct boss congratulating me that I received my letter of promotion. To the glory of God, when I read through the letter, my package somersaulted forwards in tens of millions, effective from the 1st of February. Are you celebrating Jesus? Put those hands together. To the envy of my colleagues, even though I did not pass the exam, when they ask me how come, I simply tell them, my case is different. Access code is Matthew 6:33. As for my colleague that we normally pray together, that same week, his wife conceived after several years of waiting. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Baba Femi Olatunde Michael. Somebody celebrate Jesus Christ with a hand clap. Number two, surgery canceled via soul winning. I joined this commission in 2016, and ever since, I have been engaging in soul winning. From January till now, I have led 700 souls to Christ and to this church. Recently, I felt sick and was scheduled for a surgical operation. But I stood on God's word in Exodus chapter 23 and verse 25. I called on the God of Bishop David Oyedepo for my rescue, and he showed up according to his word. Since I am engaging in soul winning, I am entitled to sound health. To the glory of God, right at the theater, the surgery was canceled. Are you celebrating Jesus? He says, because I was supernaturally made whole and discharged. I am here to return all the glory to God. The testifier is Johnny Uzowum. Someone stand up to your feet, lift up your voice, lift up your hands, appreciate God for these great testimonies of the doings of the Lord.
Lift your hand, lift your voice, and give glory to God this morning. Let your voice of thanksgiving and gratitude be heard on high for the awesome testimonies that we have heard this morning. They are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Will you give him praise? Don't mutter your words, give thanks this morning. Do not mutter your words, give thanks and give praise. Give thanks and give praise this morning. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Give him the glory that is due unto his name Father, we have come today to thank you. We have come today to give you praise. We have come today to give glory unto you. We have come today to give honor unto you. We have come today to give adoration unto you. We have come today to give praise unto you this morning. Thank him for the answers to your prayer, that you have not prayed in vain, your intercessions, your supplications. Thank him for hearing you and answering your prayers. Give him all the glory and all the honor, all the adoration and thanksgiving unto him. And now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. Lord, speak to me today by your word. I've come here for an encounter with you. I've come here to be visited by you. I've come here to be transformed by you. Speak to me yet again. Call upon God this morning. Ask him to speak to you this morning. Speak to me today, Lord. Speak to me today, Lord. Speak to me today, Lord. I have come to hear your voice. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. Lord, it's you I've come to hear today. My heart is open to receive from you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, this morning we have come with gratitude in our hearts to give glory unto you. We celebrate you because you have done all things well. Blessed be your holy name. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you today. We ask, Lord, that by your word, you will transform us. We give you all the praise for it because we know it is done already. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big, big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. A line of exhortation for this week has been engaging the wisdom from above towards massive harvest of souls into the kingdom. Engaging the wisdom from above towards massive harvest of souls into the kingdom. We have come to recognize that God's intention is to have all men saved, as we see in scriptures. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 and 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. It is God's intention. It is God's desire. And the end time is the time of the great harvest of God. The Bible tells us in Habakkuk 2 verse 14 that the entire earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. And Isaiah chapter 2 verse 1 to 3, we are told there that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above all mountains and above all hills. It says, and all nations shall come unto it, because out of Zion will go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So God has ordained the mighty harvest for the end time. And that is why you and I must be equipped in this season for supernatural effectiveness. Isaiah 41 and verse 15, he said, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. And he will thresh down the mountains and beat the little hills small. So God intends to equip us for this end time harvest. And it's important for us to understand that the principal equipment for this harvest is the equipment of wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs 4 verse 7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. Proverbs 11:30, he that winneth souls must be wise. So wisdom is a principal requirement for effectiveness in the end time harvest. Where wisdom is lacking, results will be limited. It is wisdom that amplifies effort for effect. That is why you and I require this ultimate equipment of wisdom if we are going to become effective in this end time harvest. Shout hallelujah. Now let's take note of the following in particular this morning. That no city is difficult to take for Christ when the wisdom of God is at work. No city is difficult to take for Christ when the wisdom of God is at work. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24, He said, I have given you Sihon the Amorite and his land. I have given him unto you. But begin to contend with him in battle. If you are going to take possession, you must engage in contention. But it's important for us to understand that the contention that secures territories is a contention of wisdom. Please hear this and hear it very well this morning. While territories may be allocated by divine providence, every territory is possessed by divine intelligence. It is engaging the wisdom of God that takes territories for God. This is so important. The Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 14 down to verse 16. It says that a particular city was besieged, but by one poor man's wisdom, he said the city was delivered. And then in verse 16, we are told that wisdom is better than strength. And verse 18, wisdom is better than weapons of war. So our war strategy for victory is a strategy of wisdom. Until wisdom is engaged, you cannot take delivery of victory. This is so important. You must understand that no matter the weapons a man possesses, until wisdom is engaged, victory is not sure. It is wisdom that secures our access to victory. The Bible says in Luke chapter 21 and verse 15, I will give unto you a mouth and wisdom. And what will happen by that wisdom? He said, none of your adversaries will be able to gainsay or resist. So it is wisdom that makes a man insurmountable, and it is wisdom that makes a territory takeable. So for any territory to be subdued, it requires the engagement of divine wisdom. The wisdom of God is the vital key. Proverbs 21 and verse 22 tells us that a wise man scaled the city of the mighty and casted down the strength of the confidence thereof. When the wisdom of God is at work, there is no such thing as a disadvantage. What is called difficult for others is cheaply delivered through you. That is why if we are going to become instruments of God for taking territories, then we must position ourselves to be engraced with the wisdom that comes from above. When it settles upon the life of an individual, it opens you up to a realm of supernatural results. Please hear this and hear it very well this morning. No matter the results of the past, there is still a better one available for the present. But wisdom is what brings about improvement. If you will not engage the wisdom of God, you will limit your opportunity for results. And please take note of this. It is our results that determines our rewards. When you are resultless, you will be rewardless. Our result is what determines our reward. The Bible tells us very clearly, he said that every man shall be rewarded according to his own labor. But we are also told in scriptures that even though you are rewarded according to your labor, he said the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knows not how to get to the city. So it is not all labor that is rewardable. It is fruitful labor that is rewardable. We are rewarded according to our results. Where you lack results, you will lack rewards. And what amplifies your results is the force of wisdom. That is why I pray that for each one of us, in this season, the wisdom of God will distinguish you. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said the wisdom of God will distinguish you. You believe it, say louder, amen. The wisdom of God will distinguish you. We look at the case study of a man, Paul the Apostle. He came as it were last. According to scriptures, he was the one that came out of season. He seemed to have missed every other opportunity. But the Bible tells us concerning Paul the Apostle. He said concerning him, according to the wisdom that was given to our brother Paul. He was a man endowed with wisdom. And from the back, he was catapulted to the front. That is the power of wisdom. Not by positional accolade, but by result. He became a man of supernatural result on the basis of the wisdom of God. It does not matter your present position. Wisdom can change it. And that's why you and I require this endowment of wisdom. I pray again that for each one of us in this season, the wisdom that comes from above will begin to manifest in our lives. You believe it? Say loud, amen. The question is, how do we access this wisdom? We can access the wisdom of God on any given task through the revelation of his word. We can access the wisdom of God on any given task through the revelation of his word. Don't forget, when we talk about wisdom, wisdom is about knowing the way to go and going there. So when we talk about accessing the wisdom of God, we are talking about accessing the way to go about any given task. You can gain access to it by the revelation of his word. In Psalm 119 verse 105, the Bible tells us there very clearly, Psalm 119 verse 105, it said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the word of God is what illuminates the way to go. It shows us what path to take. And when we take the path of the word, we end up taking, you know, dominion over our world. It is taking the word path that gives us dominion over our world. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3 verse 15, it said, and from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. So even where experience is lacking, the word can give you wisdom. It said, from a child you have known the scriptures, and the scriptures have made you wise. So wisdom is not a product of age. Wisdom is not a product of experience. Wisdom is not a product of exposure. Wisdom is a product of the word. When the word enters into the life of a man, it can make the simple wise. It can make the simple wise. If you will be wiser than your experience or wiser than your exposure, then you must be an addict of the word. Going to the word will always equip you with the wisdom of God. This is so important. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and verse 6, it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your steps. Don't trust your intelligence. Don't trust your capacity. Trust in God. And for you to express your trust in God, you must be anchored on his word. It is our commitment to the word that positions us for the wisdom of God. Please take note of this. This book called the Bible is the wisdom bank of God. Anytime a man downloads it into his life, he's downloading the wisdom of God into his life. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 and verse 9. It said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As high as heaven is from the earth, so are my ways from your ways, and my thoughts from your thoughts. But how can we get his ways? It said, as the rain comes down, verse 9 and 10, verse 10 and verse 11, and does not return back, and the snow, but waters the earth and causes it to bring and to burn, so shall my word be. So the thought of God is in the word of God. The way of God is in the word of God. So the word of God in the heart of man is the wisdom of God in the life of man. If you can download God's word into your life, you will enjoy God's wisdom at work in you. From this day onward, I see the wisdom of God going to work in every department of your life in the name of Jesus. And as it concerns the ongoing operation, that wisdom will distinguish you with supernatural results. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your voice before God? My Father, I've come before you this morning. I'm asking you, equip me with this wisdom from above for supernatural results. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. Equip me with this wisdom from above for supernatural results. Equip me with this wisdom from above for supernatural results. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession and supplication. Equip me, Lord, with this wisdom from above for supernatural results. I must not go after the ordinary order. I must enjoy supernatural results. Lift your voice and pray. Remember, your result determines your reward. Lord, I ask of you today, equip me with the wisdom from above for supernatural results. Supernatural results. Supernatural results. Lift your voice and pray passionately this morning. Engage your heart and engage your faith. As you are calling upon the name of the Lord, my Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your wisdom come afresh upon my life for supernatural results in this ongoing prophetic season, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe it, say aloud, amen. Amen. As you have asked of him, his wisdom shall begin to walk through you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say aloud, amen. Amen. Remember today, 25th March, we are having the groundbreaking, the prophetic groundbreaking of the ark. In one moment, let's speak a word to God. Lord, as the ground is broken, take over. As the ground is broken today, take over. As the ground is broken today, take over, take over, take over. It's a prophetic event. As it is broken, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over. As the ground is broken today, take over. Let barriers be broken. As the ground is broken today, take over. Let there be excellence. Let there be, oh Lord, speed, accuracy. Let there be safety. As the ground is broken today, take over that project. Manifest yourself in it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As we have declared, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. You believe it, say aloud, amen. Today is a brand new day. Speak to it and make your declaration concerning the day. Whatever you decree is what God will deliver. Speak to the day right now. 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 Whatever you declare is what God is set to deliver. Speak to it. Speak to it. You shall decree and God will deliver. Speak to it. Make your declaration. Now lift your hand and lift your voice and begin to give glory unto God. Begin to give praise unto God. Begin to give adoration unto God. My Father, I thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have declared. All that you have spoken in the ear of the Lord today shall be performed in your life. It will be a day of good tidings indeed. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Don't forget the groundbreaking is 11 a.m. All of us who are available can be part of it. And for those who are, like we're told yesterday, in paid employment and are unable to come, just ensure that right where you are connecting with your heart. And every blessing will keep answering your own life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say aloud, amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.